Chapter 105, How to Find a Good Financial Advisor, Part 1. Here's how to eliminate 95% of advisors. So you want to find a good financial advisor. Okay, that's great. You want someone to work with you and to help you make financial decisions. Excellent. There's just one problem. There are hundreds of thousands of financial advisors out there. How are you going to find the one that is right for you? If you're an overachiever, you may have noticed there are 3 chapters on this topic. That seems like a lot, but here's the thing. Working with a good financial advisor can make the difference between success and failure. It makes sense that you find the right one to oversee your financial future. I really wish I could sit down with you and help you find the right advisor, but instead, I'm going to give you 7 simple requirements in the next 4 lessons. That's going to help you eliminate 95% or more of the advisors out there and leave you with the cream of the crop. Here are the 7 criteria for finding a good financial advisor. Criteria 1, hire a fiduciary. Oh man, really? That's how the list starts? Hire a fiduciary? What the heck is a fiduciary? Okay, how can I make this simple? There are 2 broad categories of advisors, fiduciaries and non-fiduciaries. Fiduciaries are legally obligated to put their clients' interests first, whereas non-fiduciaries can offer advice that is not in your best interest as long as it's suitable. Clearly, it behooves you to work with an advisor who will always put your interests first, ahead of their own interests and the firm they work for. Surprisingly, or maybe not so surprisingly, almost all of the big brokerage firms you see advertising on TV are not fiduciaries. They can put their financial interests ahead of their clients, and this is perfectly acceptable, just as long as they meet the minimum requirement of it being suitable to you. Don't settle for suitable. Hire a fiduciary. Criteria 2. Use only big custodians. One of my favorite shows on TV is called American Greed. This is a show where unsuspecting people get bilked out of their life savings by unscrupulous advisors. It's sad, very sad. One way to protect yourself is to make sure your investments are held at a big custodian. What does this mean? Well, basically, you want your money to be at a separate and unrelated firm from your investment advisor. For example, my clients don't send money to Pacifica Wealth Advisors, they send it to Schwab or Fidelity. I can still help them invest and manage their investments, but the money is not at my firm. The benefit from this is that this separate custodian will send you monthly statements. This way you can see exactly what's going on in your accounts. Is that all you need to know? Not quite. You're going to learn about 3 little letters that separate the boys from the girls. The men from the girls? Or the men from the boys? Whatever. It's good, and you're going to learn about it next.